Welcome to the Abundantly Empowered Mama and Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Renice Yvette. This is the podcast for guidance, support, and empowerment for mamas from the fourth trimester and beyond. We cover topics that will empower you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually wherever you may be in your motherhood journey. So if you're ready to transform your life and create the health, the happiness, and the fulfillment that you desire, get ready to be abundantly empowered. Hello, hello, beautiful mama, and welcome to another episode. This week, the topic we are talking about is huge. It is pivotal wherever you may be in your motherhood journey. So if you are a brand new mom, expecting mom, if you're a seasoned mom, if you have grown kids, babies, toddlers, doesn't matter where you are, this episode is absolutely for you. So before we get into that, you know that every first episode of the week, I share a little bit with you about what's going on in my life. So a couple of announcements. First thing, I let you guys know we got a puppy. I'm a puppy mom. She is doing great. This is just a little puppy update for you. She's doing great. She's learning to go outside more, to go to the bathroom. She has a lot of energy. Our older dog is only four. He's not very old. He's little though. And she's getting bigger. So that's an interesting feat to deal with around the house when she has her energy and wants to play with him. But they are adjusting and starting to get along. And I keep taking pictures. And all of those pictures will be on my Instagram in my stories if you guys want to see what I'm talking about. Because I have a Yorkie. He's tiny. And then we have this breed mix, which we did find out. She has no pit bull in her. So super interesting to find out what she is, which is super amazing. But we love her. She's doing fantastic. So excited to have her in the family. And she's really, you guys, she's crate training well. She's doing a really, really, really good job. So yay for that. Second announcement, second piece. We put the kids in baseball and they are both in baseball on the same team. Yes, my daughter is playing baseball because they didn't have a softball team or something at the time. So it's a co-ed baseball team and they love it. They're both doing great. We realized that they really are new to, you know, putting a bat in their hand and, you know, figuring out how to catch a ball. Like they're at the basics. So it's not T-ball, unfortunately, to learn all that. It's like because of when they started. So it's actually the coach pitches the ball. So it's new and they're navigating. And my husband is a assistant coach for the team, which he's never done that before. So he's figuring that out and navigating that too. And it's kind of fun to be that baseball mom. So I'm loving this. I love that the kids have found something they love to do. When the season's over, who knows, they might pick a different sport. I don't know. But for now, we're a little baseball family. It's very, very cute. And the kids are doing great. So first game is coming up in a couple weeks. I will keep you guys posted as to how the game goes. And I love this. It's so nice to see them as a part of something because we didn't have that as a military family, the places we've lived, where we've been, and then COVID happening with my kids' age. We just have not had that beautiful opportunity to be a part of something. So this is like literally epic for me as a mom to be able to see my kids and my husband being able to be a part of something in the community and to do something that they are all loving. So that's huge for me. My heart is full. I love being there and I'm getting involved as much as I can as well, volunteering for what I can. And it's really, really, really nice. So yeah, so those are my announcements around the puppy and around my kids. Honestly, for myself, I have a lot going on. My daughter's birthday is coming up. She's about to turn 8. Oh my gosh, she's about to turn 8. And she's super excited. We're, again, first time to be able to have friends or family around. So this is going to be her first birthday party with other kids that are actually her friends. First time at age 8. So you know I'm going all out. I'm doing the best I can to get everything put together. And that's been a big thing on my plate. So send me good vibes. I'm definitely getting everything together. We're finding a theme. We're getting all that set up. because her birthday's at the end of the month. So I've been doing that. And then you guys, you know, I had a rough week last week. Just my energy was off. I was tired. I was feeling exhausted, you know, just lots going on, and feeling much better this week. So just really putting my best foot forward and taking everything a step at a time. So lots going on in our family between baseball, birthday parties, jobs, and all of the things. We have so much going on. And I'm sure that all of you can relate with that. So that's it. That's what I have going on. Everything's going beautifully. Everything's great on my end. And I always appreciate when I hear from you guys on Instagram or in the DMs and how you just share with me what's going on in your world or how you like what I shared or you guys are wishing me love and sending good energy and vibes my way. So super deeply appreciated. I'm sending you all the love. So let's get into the topic of today. Let's talk about the power of expressing yourself. This is huge. This is huge for like anybody, but especially for moms. Moms, moms, moms. We have a difficult time expressing ourselves on lots and lots of levels. Now, in the next episode, I'm going to dive into the reasons why it's so, so important for you to express yourself. Right? We're going to go into like those deeper reasons as to why. Today, I just want to talk about the power of expressing yourself. And I want to give you ways that you can express yourself. Because again, it's superbly important. So let's get into that. Expressing yourself. Expressing yourself is like speaking up. It's about expressing emotions, right? We're not just talking about expressing yourself by like, oh, this is my opinion. That's not what we're saying here. We're talking about expressing how you feel, expressing what you're going through, speaking up for yourself, right? And that's like comes along with boundaries, right? When you speak up and you say no, or that doesn't work for me, or this would be better, right? It's the power of expression. What happens is we tend to, especially in this world we live in, we're very conditioned to hold back how we feel, what we think, and how and who we are. We're taught, just don't express that. Don't show the feelings. How many of you were told to stop crying when you were kids? Stop crying, right? Which is awful. That's an awful thing to tell a child, to stop crying. They're crying for a reason, right? Or that it's not okay to say how you feel or what you think. As long as you're not harming anyone is what I mean in this. So expressing yourself is something that is so innately a part of who we are as human beings. We're meant to express. We have feelings. We have things we want to share for a reason. And it's not meant to just keep bottled up inside of us, because we all know what happens when we bottle things up inside for too long of a time. And we'll get into that into the next episode. But as you express yourself more, there's a freedom that comes through. There is so much relief that can come from that. And I know that from my own experience, in my own story, my own life. I never expressed myself. I held everything inside. Everything. I didn't share. I always said I was fine. You know, if anyone asked me if anything was wrong, like I just held back. Why? Probably because there were expectations. And, you know, I was taught to not express myself, or I was shut down when I would express myself. Anyone else have that experience where someone like just shuts you down when you begin to express yourself? It's an awful feeling. It really is. And then you learn to bottle it up. And then that's how you learn to live your life. Not expressing who you are, parts of yourself. And that can be limiting. When you do express yourself, it's freeing, right? It allows for you to be all that you're here to be. It allows for you to be your truest, deepest self. And as parents, as moms especially, we feel a lot of things and we go through a lot of things. There's a lot on our plates on a regular basis. And when we're not expressing how we feel or what we think or whatever may be going on for us, then suddenly we find ourselves bottling it up, feeling unhappy, feeling more stressed than we need to be feeling, feeling anxious, overwhelmed, depressed, all kinds of things. Why? Because we're bottling it up and bottling it up and bottling it up, pushing everything down, sweeping things under the rug, ignoring it, not making it a priority for ourselves. You must speak up. You must express in whatever ways you need to express for your best and highest good, as I like to say, for what's in your best interest. Again, as long as you're not harming anyone, all right? That's my disclaimer here. I'm not saying like go and punch somebody in the face because you wanted to express yourself because you're angry. That is not where we are going with this. In a safe and healthy way, that's the expression we're talking about. Okay, so what are ways that you can express yourself? How can you express yourself in the world? Because there's so many different ways to express. Well, first of all, it is vocally. Okay, this is super important to vocally express yourself on a regular basis. Okay, so that could mean expressing yourself to somebody else on how they hurt your feelings or how they made you feel. It could be expressing to someone else just how you're feeling in general, right? It could be expressing yourself, to yourself, right? Sharing out loud, speaking out loud to yourself how you're feeling, like acknowledgement. This is like the acknowledgement of what's going on, how you're feeling, how you're doing, what you're thinking, right? Really being expressive. This is also an expression of emotions that comes up. Like expressing vocally would be like screaming into a pillow. That I've shared with you guys before. I taught my daughter, when she gets really upset, she can't come down. The breathing techniques don't work for her until she's expressed something. We've learned that about her. So she screams into a pillow. My daughter, you will, if you hear the very, because she screams like into the pillow where it's very muted, but you can kind of hear it. When you know that's going on, you know that she's really frustrated and upset. Usually it's at her brother, right? She is really, really frustrated, really upset. She screams into the pillow as many times as she needs to, and then she breathes, and it helps her every single time. It's amazing, right? So if you have to scream into a pillow, then do it. Why are you holding all that in? You're holding all that energy in. It's not helping you at all. But to express it is freeing. There's a reason and a power in that expression. So maybe it is screaming into a pillow. For new moms, let's go into this. New moms, expressing yourself is so important right now. What are you feeling? And this is about expressing it to the people you love, your friends, your family members, expressing it to your significant other, to whatever support system and team you have in your life. Express how you are feeling. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling? What are you going through? Expressing when you need help, right? Literally sharing, can somebody please support me by watching the baby because I really need 5 minutes to myself. I just need that right now. That's you expressing and sharing. It's vocally saying out loud, hey, I'm going through this. I need this right now. Or maybe it is you taking a moment to go scream into a pillow because you just have had it so much right now. You just got to get it out, right? You can also express yourself through song, through singing. Sounds are so important. That's why the screaming can help, right? Songs, sing. Sing your heart out. Or speak out loud with affirmation. That's a great way to express yourself as well. So this is about speaking up for yourself, and you can speak to others and express yourself like you new moms. It's so important to express how you're feeling, what's going on for you to other people. It's also important for you to express to yourself what's going on and sharing that, whether you're journaling, whether you're singing, whatever it is that works for you, using affirmations, express yourself. Super powerful for new moms to really get in the habit of expressing what's going on mentally and emotionally. Physically is important too, right? That's why doctors ask you a bajillion questions as you're healing And as your baby is growing, they ask you how you're doing. Express how you're doing. Don't hold it back. Share with them. And share, like, my body's been feeling off, or I've been feeling exhausted physically, or whatever's going on, right? Express what's going on. And then for you seasoned moms, any moms that aren't like brand new moms, it's important for you to do the same thing, to share what's going on, how you're feeling, to your support system, to your significant others, to your friends. Share how somebody makes you feel if they hurt your feelings, right? This is so important for you to speak up for yourself if you're going to express it vocally. Okay. The other way that I mentioned in there is journaling, right? This is more for yourself. If you just need to get it out and you need to express yourself and you can't really speak up, or maybe it's just not the right time or the right place, journal it out, whether you are writing it down or you are talking into your phone and recording it. Okay. Journaling can be very powerful for helping you to express, because you're getting it out. You're sharing it. You're writing it down. You're speaking it, whatever it is. You're expressing it. Okay. Letting yourself know, or just getting out there how you're feeling, what's going on, what you're thinking, right? What you're feeling, all of the things, getting it in there. Okay. And then the last way to really powerfully express yourself is through movement, moving your body. So that can be like a workout is really great, right? Because we all know, like, how many of you have ever been like really either mad or sad, like you just have a lot of emotion and you do like a hard workout and you're like, and you get it all out, right? They say like, leave it all on the mat or leave it all on the floor or whatever it is when you come in there and you just like express it, get it all out through that movement, through that workout. Movement's a great way to do that. So if it's a workout, if it's going for a walk, if it's literally shaking your body, like shaking it off, you know how you just like move your body, you're like, oh, let me shake it off. That's really powerful. Dancing is powerful. Put on some music, put your earbuds or AirPods in or whatever, earbuds, whatever you got, some headphones, put them on, put some music up in there and move your body and dance around. Or if nobody's at home, blast that music and just move your body. Again, this is great. All these are great ways for any stage of motherhood, whether you are a brand new mom, vocally or writing it down or moving your body. Huge. Seasoned moms, whether you're at the end of your first year, middle of your first year, you have grown adult children, you have toddlers, whatever it is. These are great ways for you to really begin expressing yourself and to no longer hold it in anymore. There's power in expression, and it's time for us to really begin doing that, because you know that a lot of the stress and anxiety and overwhelm that you feel, a lot of the unhappiness and the frustrations that you feel in your life is because you're not speaking up and sharing how you're feeling or what's going on. And that builds up, and it's not healthy to let that build up. And you will notice the more you express in a healthy way, you guys, in a healthy way, you're going to notice you feel different. You feel better. You feel more calm or at ease that day. I've had to really learn how to express myself. It's been a journey for me, because I held everything in for so long, so much in all different ways. I didn't feel like I was valued. I didn't feel like it was worth me speaking up and sharing or saying what I thought or adding to a conversation or sharing my opinion or how I felt overall. I just kept it to myself, and it did more detriment than anything. And the more I've learned to express myself, the better I have felt. The more myself I've felt, the more confident in myself I have become. And it comes through expression. It really, really does. It's that powerful. And I began expressing myself through journaling. That was my go-to, because I didn't know how to speak up or share the things. Sometimes I didn't even fully know what was going on to be able to express. And journaling helped me to figure that out. So I would just write and write and write until I couldn't write anymore or until there was nothing left. And I would just get it all out. And I realized I felt better after I did that. I also did a lot of expression in movement, as in like working out. I grew up as, you know, a gymnast, ice skater, swimmer, skater, dancer, all of those types of sports. And I had always moved my body and I realized I wasn't doing that. And I like to move my body. Like my body really likes movement no matter what it is, as long as I'm moving my body. And I learned that when I would do that, even if it was for a short period of time, I did feel better. So I began to do that as well. And then that with journaling was really great for me. And then as I did more of that and I gained more clarity on what was going on and how I was feeling, I would speak up here and there and express how I felt. Now I'm very intentional about expressing what's going on. And I express it to my children, right? It's so important to express how you're feeling to your kids or what's going on or whatever it is to your kids. It's important to your significant others. It's important for your friendships. It's important in all aspects of your life, including yourself. You got to know, you got to express to yourself what's going on. You got to allow for that to come through. So I did it for myself. And then now I express to my kids, mommy's having a tough day today. I'm feeling very frustrated. Or it hurt mommy's feelings. Mommy's feelings were very hurt when this happened. This is how I felt. And I was like, and I express that to my kids. I let them know. Or I say, I'm so happy that you gave mommy a hug. It felt so great. Like that. Thank you so much. I express myself. I express gratitude. I express all the things. I'm huge on expression now because I know how freeing and how powerful it can be in really transforming your life and really shifting things for you, especially as a mom. Right? And again, this is coming up. So again, you new moms, the attention when you're pregnant, it's all on you. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Everybody's asking all things, right? Then you have that baby and all the attention turns to the baby, including your own attention. And suddenly nobody's asking how you're feeling. Nobody knows what's going on with you. Everybody's thinking about the baby. So this is a powerful, pivotal time for you to speak up and express how you're feeling. Because not everybody's going to ask you. It is up to you to grab the reins and to share how you're feeling. Ask someone if they'll just listen to you. Share with someone what's going on and how you're feeling. Because there can be, I did not do this in my journey. I wish that I would have known. And that's why I'm sharing that here today with you. Okay, express how you are feeling. Let people know. Hey, I need a break, or I'm not feeling myself, or I'm having a difficult time. I'm super exhausted. I could really use some help right now. Like, can you watch the baby so I can do A, B, C, or D? Right? Or can we tag team, maybe your significant other? Can we please work together to do this because I really need this right now? Right? They may not know what's going on with you. They may not pick up on certain things. You have to express and to share. Okay? Again, this really trickles into all areas of our lives, our friendships and all of the things. It is powerful to express yourself. I'm going to keep saying that 1,000 times in this episode, right? Okay. And again, let's break down those ways that you can express yourself are vocally, right? Speaking, screaming into a pillow, sounds, songs, singing, all of that, right? Then there is journaling, like more of that internal where you journal it out and you just get things on paper, you're writing it or whatever it may be. And then the third one is movement, moving your body, physically shaking it out, dancing, just getting all of that. Just express yourself through the motions, through the things that you are doing physically. Allow for yourself to express. We're meant to express. We were born to express. Kids, look at your kids. They're the greatest example of this because they just express. They're screaming or they're crying or they're laughing or whatever it is. They just express themselves because that's how we're born. That's what, like, we're born as human beings to do that. We're just taught and conditioned to hold that back. And that's holding back a part of who we are, which is why we tend to feel so off and why it tends to feel so strange when you begin to express yourself. You might feel guilt or you might feel strange or you might feel odd or you might feel like, oh, I don't know how to do that, or this person might judge me, whatever it may be. So use this. Express yourself. It's so powerful. It's so important. And then I would love to know, what's your biggest aha moment from this episode? Does this resonate with you? Have you been holding back expressing yourself? Because I know it can be pivotal. It can be such a game changer for all of us to begin implementing this. So express yourself. Let me know. I want to hear it. You can tag me on Instagram in your stories. Tag me at Miss Renice Yvette. Share with me
how you want to express yourself more or how you haven't or what your biggest aha moment is. I love tagging you guys back on Instagram. And if you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook, send me a message. I will answer you back. I love hearing from you guys and supporting you in any way that I can. All right. So with all of that being said, that is all that I have for you today. And so you know it's time for that reminder, which is that you are powerful. You are beautiful. You matter. And mama, the more you express yourself, the better you will feel. And it's within every birthright that you have to truly express all that you are, all that you desire, and all that you feel. And the more you do that, the more of the you that you desire to be, you will become. All right, mama, till next time. Hey mama, thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, please hit the subscribe button and feel free to share it with a fellow mama that would resonate with it too. So until next time, remember, you are worthy, you are powerful, you are enough.